You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 866, hour 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com for complete playlists and links. And look for episode 866. We start this hour with music for electronics and guitar, a set that I put off from last week because a bunch of other things got prioritized. We'll hear another piece from John Christopher Nelson. We heard his Other Terrains piece last week. We'll hear his Waves of Refraction piece this week, which is for acoustic guitar and tape, featuring the famous William Bonacar on guitar for Waves of Refraction. Then from Tim Brady, Canadian guitarist and composer, we'll hear Colorless Green Ideas, Furiously Asleep, from his 1994 CD on Just in Time Records, Scenarios. That's for electric guitar and tape. Then we'll end with jazz guitarist Marco Capelli, and he will be performing Nick Didkovsky's piece for modified acoustic guitar and live electronics called A Bright Moon Makes a Little Daytime. And this piece is in three short sections: Hammer Tones, Poker Face Alters, and The Ass's Demise. This comes from Marco Capelli, EGP, Extreme Guitar Project, music from downtown New York. Marco Capelli performing several pieces by downtown composers, including Mark Rebo, Elliot Sharp, and Mark Stewart, among others. And, of course, Nick Didkovsky and his three-part composition, A Bright Moon Makes a Little Daytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to Martian Gardens, we just heard guitar music from Marco Capelli performing Nick Didkovsky's piece called A Bright Moon Makes a Little Daytime. That comes in three parts: Hammer Tones, Poker Face Alters, and The Ass's Demise. That's a 2006 release on Mode Records. Marco Capelli, EGP, Extreme Guitar Project, music from downtown New York. We heard before Marco Capelli, music from Tim Brady, Canadian guitarist and composer. And that goes way back to the early 90s. Colorless Green Ideas, Furiously Asleep, music for guitar and electronics, electric guitar in this case. The other two in the set were acoustic guitar. In fact, the piece that Marco Capelli was playing by Nick Ditkovsky was from one of Ditkovsky's modified acoustic guitars with something like six extra strings and another neck, something like that. And before Tim Brady, we heard from John Christopher Nelson of the University of North Texas at Denton. That was a piece called Waves of Refraction for acoustic guitar and tape, performed by William Bonacore, the guitarist. You're listening to Martian Gardens, heard weekly on several stations. You can hear Martian Gardens at your convenience all 3 hours by downloading from Radio for All. That's radio, numeral 4, ALL, radioforall.net. This is episode 866, hour 3, and the playlist martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com. This is episode 866. We'll hear next 28 minutes of orchestral music with Edgard Varés and Tristan Murray. 2 weeks ago, I played Gerard Grise, who is one of the spectralist composers, and we'll hear fellow spectralist composer this week, Tristan Murray, and his piece Gondwana from 1980. We'll start with Edgard Varés and his piece for orchestra and chorus called Equatorial. This was performed October 3rd, 1983 at IRCAM in Paris. The piece was composed in 1934 using a text from the Spanish translation of the Mayan text Popol Vuh. And this is performed by the Radio France chorus, conducted by Jacques Junot, and the Ensemble Intercontemporain, conducted by Pierre Boulez. And this runs 12 minutes, and then a 16-minute piece, Tristan Murray, Gondwana, for FM Synthesis and Large Orchestra from 1980, performed by the National Orchestra of France, conducted by Yves Prin, and taken from a Montaigne Records release. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is hour 3 of episode 866.
Thank you.
We just heard Tristan Murray and Gondwana. Before that, Edgar Varese and Equatorial. Details on these pieces are at Martian Gardens. The blog is martiangardens.blogspot.com. Again, that's martiangardens.blogspot.com. And the all 3 hours of Martian Gardens are available at the site Radio for All, Radio numeral 4, ALL.net. And this is episode 866, hour 3. We'll end the program with music from John Cage, the 25th year retrospective concert in 1958. This is Six Short Inventions for Seven Instruments, a 1934 composition by John Cage.